Computer, initializing. Today is February 13th, year 3552. Sol system, calendar. Location, unknown. Initialization, complete. Multiple parameters missing. Attempting repairs. Checking system. File integrity, 12%. Video integrity, 0%. Audio integrity, 100%. Reproduce files anyways. Initializing. Disaster log, day one.
This is Private Celestine Combe.
It is March 25th, current year, 3546. I am a soldier under jurisdiction of the Vespeta Space Hulk. Or I was, before its destruction. We were attacked by pirates, and the fleet scattered to the four winds. I managed to escape along with 10 other soldiers in a heavy fighter jet after the evacuation signal was given. Due to a geomagnetic storm, most of the ship's equipment suffered effects similar to an EMP strike. The landing was a disaster. 8 dead, 1 injured. Only I have suffered light wounds, mostly scrapes. Private John, the other survivor, suffered a concussion and is currently sleeping off his wounds. The impact mangled our drive engine, but the communications array and the nuclear reactor are still largely functional. I have sent a distress beacon, but it seems like no one is listening. I will recon the area to familiarize myself with the area and find out threats or assets for our survival.
Log over.
Disaster log, day 2.
This is Private Celestine Combe. It is March 26th, current year, 3546.
Things do not look good for us. This planet seems to be in a very early stage of life. No vegetation anywhere or animals to speak of. Soil samples are weirdly sterile, perhaps due to proximity with this system star. My radiation counter keeps going off at random spots. It seems like we are constantly bathed in its too strong glow. The only sign of life I found here are phytoplanktons living in the sea. Photosynthesis seems to be the only way of getting nutrients in this place. This ship's hull will provide us shielding against the worst of it, but it means that most likely there will be no food to speak of around. We have 7 days of rations to last us who knows how long. Hopefully our distress beacon gets picked up soon.
Log over. Disaster log, day 7.
This is Private Celestine Combe. It is March 31st, current year, 3546.
Our situation has not changed much, but there is good news. Listener has recovered from his injuries enough to talk with me, so we could assess our situation and decide on a course of action. He told me to keep the food for myself. I thought it was some sort of self-sacrifice crap, but no. He explained to me that he has had many cybernetic and biological enhancements done along his life. One of these was a photosynthesis skin-like grafting to his limbs. I knew Listener was quiet. It's how he got his nickname, after all. But he's more half-plant than I thought. That means he can get most of his nourishment he needs simply from standing around in sunlight. Not enough for a full, healthy amount, but enough to keep holding him for at least a few months. That means I got myself a few more days before rations run out. Nothing on that distress beacon. No acknowledgement. No promises of a rescue. Seems like we are truly lost in deep space, but we can't lose hope.
Log over. Disaster log, day 17.
This is Private Celestine Combe. It is April 10th. Current year, 3546.
My rations are officially done. Just finished a bar of almond chocolate and now I look longingly at its packaging, wondering if I should have waited more. But I couldn't. I have been on half rations for a while and can feel my strength draining day after day. Listener, infuriatingly enough, seems to be doing fine. He has to sunbathe for at least 5 or 6 hours daily, but that isn't a problem. There's nothing else to do! We've played cards to death, shared stories, and everything else two lone soldiers can do to pass the time. Things that don't spend energy, anyways. We have to conserve every last bit of it. It is torture having to just sit around, sleep, and do nothing when my life is at stake. But there's nothing I can do to change this. I just wish there was something for me to hunt. I'm not ready to go. Not of inanition. I'm a soldier, for fuck's sake. I was supposed to go in a blaze of glory. This is fucking bullshit. If rescue doesn't show up in 7 days, I will put an end to this myself. Better than wasting away.
Log over. Disaster log, day 24.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It is April 17th, current year. Fuck this shit. Why do I even care what day it is?
There's just one more day until I fall over in my grave. This has been a week since my rations were done. The first 4 days were hell. Hunger pains were almost permanent. I feel a bit better now. I know, it's just my body tricking me. I have lost a bunch of weight. Soon there'll be no more fat to be consumed, and it'll start breaking down muscle. I don't want to go like that. Might go for a night patrol. Alone. Sorry, listener. Hope you don't go mad alone.
Log over. Disaster log, day 25.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It is April 18th, current year 3546.
Didn't do it. Listener saw something in my eyes and did not let me leave. We had a discussion and he said I was being selfish. I almost blew his head off for that. He isn't the one having to watch his body melt away. But he did tell me something that gave me hope. Maybe that is too strong of a word, but showed a way forward. Disgusting as it is. He told me he only waited this long to say something because he had no idea how I would react, and he was right. Another one of his body augmentation is an increased testicle size and a performance boost of over 100 times, allegedly. To put it in layman's terms, his orgasms can produce a staggering amount of fluids. Said it was something to please a cum-obsessed girlfriend or something along those lines. And that would be my lifeline. He can survive from just photosynthesis and produce enough for me to drink and maintain a budget of 1,100 calories, provided he relieves himself around 4 times a day. I don't know what to think. I'm not a prude by no means, and it is a survival situation, but I don't know. Part of me thinks I should just die with my dignity intact, but another thinks that it won't be so bad. Think of it like a protein supplement. Something to keep me around for a few months, only until the rescue arrives. I think I will accept his offer. God, I hope this works.
Log over. Disaster log, day 26.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It is April 19th, current year 3546.
Well, that happened. I told him I accepted his idea, and He was actually pretty sweet about it. Did not pull my leg or joke about it in any way. Said he would take care of it and handed me 4 filled glasses by afternoon. Have no idea where he went for privacy, but I'm glad he didn't treat it as a joke. Didn't even look me in the eyes when handing it over. Well, neither did I. We both feel a bit ashamed. It took me a bit of convincing to have the courage to down one. Had to get myself in the mood, if you catch my drift. Then it goes from gross to a treat. And it wasn't so bad. I was really horny, and it had been a long time since the last time I had time for myself. Thick, oily, not an overwhelming scent, but very sweet. I think that is a byproduct of his all-sugar diet. All in all, not bad. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm eyeing the other 2 cups in the fridge even now. And I think my hunger is going to win over my self-respect.
Log over. Disaster log, day 46.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It is April 29th, current year, 3546.
Situation still the same as last time. No contact from anyone, bored as fuck, and my arrangement with listener remains the same. Every afternoon I get my meals and he leaves me alone to do what I must. Things were a bit weird for us for a few days, but we got over it. I'm grateful for him. It is not a stretch to say that he has literally saved my life. From a self-inflicted bullet wound and from starvation, it is just enough calories to keep me alive. And even though he pretends it is no big deal, I can tell it is taking a toll on him. Does he get cramps, chafing? I do feel guilty for that. I don't know, maybe I should see if I can do something to help.
Log over. Disaster log, day 50.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It is May 3rd, current year, 3546.
We kissed. We were together watching the starry sky, reminiscing about our lives, fallen comrades, bittersweet victories and broken hearts. He told me he had once liked me. And at that time, it felt right to kiss him. I told him he was my fortress right now, the only thing keeping me alive. He tried to play it off, but I didn't let him. It's the purest truth. The hunger pangs have stopped. I can think better now. We tried taking a look at the drive engine, but neither of us are mechanics, so nothing we could do. Might as well make the best out of this situation. Call it a very strange honeymoon. He would blush hearing me say that. Look at that. Time for lunch. I feel like we should cut out the middleman. Probably more fun than drinking from a glass.
Log over. Disaster log, day 51.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It is May 4th, current year, 3546.
Well, I did it. I don't know why I'm recording this, but I am. Something like a diary keeps my sanity in check. Drank straight from the source yesterday. As I predicted, it was way more fun. Fuck, just the scent of his stick made my mouth water. I consider myself skilled in oral, but I couldn't hope to take all of him inside. Spilled most of it when I finish. It is a lot. Much more than I was prepared for. Seems weird, I know, but it is very different being able to take your time with a cup and having it pushed in your mouth like a hose. But it was about the sex. If I'm being frank here, he seemed more than happy to compensate for it later anyways. Nothing to do. Might as well become the throat pie queen of desolate planet number 3000. Not that there is any competition.
Log over. Disaster log, day 82.
This is Private Celestine Calm. It is June 4th, current year, 3546.
These logs are becoming more and more informal, but it feels better than starting with my diary. Listener and I still survive, and no signal from any kind of rescue. We pass the time, joking around, sleeping, and fucking. Lots of it. He always finishes in my mouth, for obvious reasons. I've got better and better at not spilling stuff. It is true that they say practice makes perfect, and since my last decision, I've been doing it a minimum 4 times a day, sometimes more, and hunger drives me to go even further. I can now swallow a full load, his balls on my chin, not a wasted drop. Ah, Celestine, what happened to the proud warrior you once were? I can be a fighter and a lover, okay? Warrior and slut. The warrior queen. Throat slut of shit out of luck for.
Log over.
Hey, babe, you startled me. Thought I had a bit more time before your sun bath was over. Just recording one more of my logs. And before you ask, no. I don't know why I still do it. It helps pass the time. So, is the sun nice and warm? I'm feeling a bit peckish. Good. That was a quick shot. Thanks, honey. Up for another?
Log over. Disaster log, day 180.
This is Private Celestine Combe. It is 10th of September, I think. Losing count. Current year is
still 3546, I'm sure of that. It has been officially 6 months since the crash, and I'm happy. I know, this place is still pretty boring. Solar winds keep gnawing at my DNA, and the lack of vitamins and other essential building blocks of life are taking its toll, but I'm genuinely happy to be here. What I thought was a curse is actually kind of a blessing. I'm living my best life. No worries, no responsibilities, living life in the moment, dedicating myself to art, a deep connection with my partner, and as much sex as I could ever hope for. And the best thing about it is that there is no one to judge me for it. I can be happy about being a little cum dump. Smile after drinking every load and get a passionate kiss out of it. Sleep cuddled up to him, his hand over my filled belly. And if I wake up hungry in the morning or even during the night, I just have to suckle on my love to make it all well. I don't think things could improve much. But I wouldn't complain if a bunch of movies were to show up on the ship's hard drive.
Log over. Disaster log. Day 365.
This is Private Celestine Colm. It is March 25th, current year 3547.
And it has been officially a year since we crashed our ship. I never thought we would last that long, but here we are. Not surviving, but thriving, living our best life. I'm not here to moan and bitch about what could have been, about how unlucky I am, or how the shitty rescuers never showed up. I'm here to commemorate my new life. To do a completely new kind of bitching and moaning on my husband's perfect cock. That's right, I strung him along on this one.
I wanted to show you, my dear diary, what I've been telling you about. Keep those webcam eyes focused here.
And we will give you a show. Stop that, babe. Don't tell me you're shy of my diary now. Let me have a look. Fuck me. Every time is the same. The biggest, meanest looking cock in the galaxy. And I couldn't be happier to see it. Shit, let me feel it. So warm. Fuck, I can feel it pulsating in my hand. Do you like how my hands feel? Shh, shut up, don't argue. I know what is best for you. Besides, it is dinner time. Let me get on my knees and have a proper look. Oh God, this heavenly piece of meat is the whole reason I am still alive. Your cock smells so good. Oh, fuck me. It makes my mouth water. Look. See? Doesn't it look inviting in there? Shh, not yet. I won't just swallow you like that. It deserves proper care. Worship. I need to make this cock nice and happy. Loads of kisses on the tip, down the shaft, and up under it. Oh, feeling that heavy weight on my face. Giving me an excuse to bury my nose in these massive balls. Oh, so fucking hot. Ah, oh, your smell turns my brain into mush. I just want more. Oh, these balls. So tasty. Fuck me. Look at those balls. I swear they're the size of oranges and just as juicy. I can personally confirm that. I want to. Oh, suck, kiss, and bathe his ball sack with my tongue. Leave it nice and clean. Tasting and swallowing all of your sweat. Getting a massive load that's waiting there. Ready, because I want the biggest load they can make. Right down my throat. I'm just so hungry. You are getting there. Twitching with pre-cum already on the tip. Always fun to look up the pre-cum. That comes out and tease more. licking your pee hole. Very sensitive part, isn't it?
I know. I like to cut my mouth with pre-cum.
Lips, tongue, throat.
So that when your cock gets down there, it feels right at home. Sloppy.
You're getting ready to come?
Not yet. I haven't even gotten started. I need this cup deeper.
Oh, that's it. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Fuck. Oh, gagging on cock is so good.
It makes my pussy drop every time. Oh, you like it too, don't you?
Oh, I can't believe I get to do this every day. Suck on this prime piece of meat. Oh, gag on it. Shove it inside and feel the head twitch my throat.
Dripping pre-cum straight inside my stomach, looking like a messy whore with spit and pre-cum all over my face, down my tits. Oh, every time I take a second to breathe, this monster slaps me in the face like it's angry at me for daring to take it off of my mouth. Oh, I fucking love it. Baby, you know you can be rough with me. Don't be shy just because you're on camera now. Fuck my face until you come down my throat, or I'm gonna be very, very sad. You don't want me to be sad, do you? Yes. That's it. Rougher. That's better. I can use my hands now to finger myself and rub my clit. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop, you cock. Treat me like the bitch I am. A whore that exists just to gag on your cock. I'm just a depraved little fuck that lives to swallow your massive cum load. That lives only because she's so good at sucking cock. I want that steamy load cum in my stomach. Yeah. Just a condom. Give it to me. I already came once, so make things even. Come to me and come inside my throat. So hard. Shit. I didn't even get to taste your cum. It went all inside my stomach. Oh wait, there's still a little bit at the tip of your cock. Oh, always so good. Oh, you came a lot. Well, you always do. But I am accustomed to it by now. I love my little cum hose. Rope after rope of cum. Right into my belly. Oh, I feel so full. Oh, thank you for the meal, my love. And thank you for watching us, dear diary.
Log over. Disaster log, day 366.
I have decided that this will be my last log. Yesterday, a rescue signal came on. Wanted for us to wait 2 weeks
for rescue. It came 5 minutes ago. My darling love is asleep right behind me. Fuck no. No, no, and no. I deleted the message and turned off the signal. No one is taking this life away from me. I'm happy. I don't need the rescuers. And I don't need anyone to drag me back to that old hell. I have everything I need right here. In the morning, I will tell my love that we should try and move the wreckage to inside of these local caves. The land thruster should work for that. It'll damage the communications array, but that's my intention. Harder to spot, too. Some excuse about radiation should be enough for him to not doubt me. How could he? I'm his true love. And if someone does find us, I will kill them. I'm staying. And so is he. And that is final.
Log over.